I am Planta on the line. This is thecommentary.ca. A new resource is out now, off the beaten path, the hiking guide to Vancouver's North Shore. It's written by Norman Watt, who is an experienced hiker and the author of the Off the Beaten Path column in the North Shore News. In the book, he takes us on some 31 hikes across the North Shore, 15 in West Van and 16 in North Vancouver. They've got some photographs and maps, descriptions of what one can see, as well as approximate times. There are long hikes taking up a good part of the day, or ones a couple of hours long. It's useful if you want to explore a little bit of the area as you've never experienced before. The book is published by Harbor. Norman will be signing copies of the book Saturday, March 20th at Black Bond Books in North Van, as well as at the Park and Tilford Save on Food Sunday, March 21st, both days from 1 to 3 p.m. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Norman D. Watt. Good morning, Mr. Watt.
Good morning, Joseph.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
You're very welcome. How did this book come about?
I guess I've been hiking North Shore trails for quite a few years, and at some point I sort of got to thinking that a lot of these trails that I had come to know weren't in other hiking books, and I thought I wanted to kind of share my knowledge of these trails with other hikers. And that was about, I guess, January 2008 when I decided to start writing up hiking articles and approaching some local newspapers to see if they'd be interested in doing a weekly hiking column.
Now you live on the North Shore.
I live in the North Shore. Yeah, I've actually lived on the North Shore, I guess, continuously for about 37 years, plus another 11 years back in high school and university days. So I've been around the North Shore for a long time. And the North Shore News agreed to pick up the column for the summer of 2008. And there was a lot of reader interest in, so they continued it in the summer of 2009. And in the meantime, I guess in the fall of 2008, I started to think, gee, you know, maybe I should think about getting enough of them together to make up a book. And so I approached some publishers, and Harbor expressed interest, and so that's how the book project started in the fall of 2008, and I turned it over to Harbor as a completed manuscript about a year later.
Now, these trails that are in the book, are these well known? I mean, the title of the book is Off the Beaten Path. One suggests that they're not.
Yeah, some of them are better known ones, like the Capilano Canyon and Lighthouse Park areas, but even there I try and lead the reader on a couple of parts of those parks that are probably not as well traveled. But the main theme, the main idea, the off the beaten path came from most of the trails, certainly not all of them, but most of them being ones that you would not find in another hiking book and maybe are not so well known, in both the Seymour area and the area above the British properties in West Vancouver.
Now, hiking, I'm not one that hikes. I think the last time I went out on a hike was probably about 10 years ago or more. Mm. Does hiking involve, does that mean having to go up an elevation, or can it just be sort of going?
It can be relatively flat. It can be, say, in one example, a trail called the Fisherman's Trail that goes along the Seymour River for a ways. Several miles or several kilometers, actually, with little or no elevation gain. But for the most part, especially on the North Shore, just because of the mountains on the North Shore, it's hard to find too many hikes that don't have at least some elevation gain in them.
Yeah.
And in the intro to each of the hikes, I mentioned what the elevation gain is, so somebody who's looking at that can see if you know, that's suitable for them, if it's maybe only 100 or 200 meters elevation gain. And of course, there's others that are 500-600 meters or up over 1,000 meters in a couple of cases.
And is hiking something that's done throughout the year? Or, I mean, I guess if snow is a factor, I guess you consider
it. You can do it throughout the year. Now, this winter is probably a little bit different in terms of the mild weather and the low snowfall that we've had. Last winter was kind of the extreme opposite, where there was a lot more snow than we usually have. But there are some hikes in the book that you can literally do all year long. And again, in the little intro part, I say what those are. whether they're year-round ones or whether they're best in, say, May to October or July to November, that kind of thing. Partly depending on the elevation of the hike itself, where it's situated on the hills. So it can be year-round. I try and get out at least a couple of times a week during the winter. Yeah. I'm not really a hiker who likes to go out in the rain. I'm more of a fair-weather hiker, so I try and avoid the rainy days. But you can do a lot of these hikes on the North Shore throughout the year.
Now, you've done all of these 31 in here?
Oh, many times, yeah.
Is there one in particular that for the beginner hiker, they should probably try?
For a beginning hiker...
I mean, you've got some in here that are like 8 hours long or more, right?
Yes, they can be. Yeah, they can be. For a beginning hiker, I mentioned just a few minutes ago the Lighthouse Park or the Capilano Canyon ones. Those would be good ones. And in each of those, I mentioned points where you can shortcut it a little bit if you're getting tired or if you're running out of time. Again, along the Fisherman's Trail on the Seymour River, that would be a good one for a beginning hiker.
Yeah. When you go out, do you usually go alone or do you go with someone else?
I go alone quite a bit. You're not supposed to hike alone, right?
Right.
And in fact, I say that in my book in an excerpt from the North Shore Rescue's guidelines. But I do hike alone a lot. Just because I tend to like getting out there sort of on a spur of the moment, like this afternoon, this afternoon after some lunch, I might decide just to go somewhere for an hour or two just on a spur of the moment. I guess on a longer hike or somewhere that's a little more out of the way, I would tend to like to go with somebody else to have a companion to go with.
Now, you talk in the book about these 10 essentials that we have to bring with us.
Hmm.
When you go alone, those are the 10 that you bring, are they?
No, I'd have to say it honestly, I don't. I've taken that pretty much straight off the website, of course, of North Shore Rescue.
Yeah.
What I take if I go alone at a minimum are always my cell phone and always a whistle.
And do you find that in some of these parts that you go up to, I mean, they're quite far, the cell phones and the sort, they work up there?
I was just going to add, no, not in all cases. In a lot of areas of the North Shore, again, because of the mountain peaks and the valleys, you can be out of cell phone reception pretty easily. So you can't always count on a cell phone, although I would never go without it. You can't always count on having reception, depending on where you go.
Right.
Which is maybe one reason to have a whistle, because at least you can blow a whistle and hopefully attract attention of somebody else who might be nearby.
Yeah. When you go on these long haul hikes, I guess if we can call them that, these ones that are 8 hours long, do you bring food?
I would, yes. Usually on the longer ones, like the ones that are sort of the 5 to 7 hour ones, going up to, say, St. Mark's Summit in West Vancouver, or Eagle Bluff in West Vancouver, those longer ones I would bring normally like a day pack on my back rather than a little fanny pack, where I might on shorter hikes just have a tiny fanny pack around my waist with a half-liter bottle of water and a pocket for my cell phone and a snack bar or something. On the longer ones, I would take my day pack and I'd have an extra piece of clothing, maybe a long-sleeve sweatshirt in it, no matter what time of year it is, and a couple of water bottles and maybe a lunch. If it was going to be a longer one, I'd take a lunch with me.
Yeah. Shoes. For the casual hiker, one that picks up your book for the first time and attempts something from here, do we need to go out to Mountain Co-op and get some fancy shoes, or what should we
do? Again, being totally honest, for many, many years when I hiked, I hiked in nothing but running shoes, and I took a lot of jibes from friends for that. But, excuse me. But I hiked a lot in running shoes up until probably around 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, to be honest, when I started going for not heavy hiking boots, but hiking shoes, trail shoes, which would typically have, maybe they'd be waterproof preferably, and have a Vibram sole for grip.
Right.
I tend to go for the ones that don't have the higher ankle support, although some people prefer ones a little higher with ankle support, but... you can get shoes at Mountain Equipment Co-op or Coast Mountain Sports that are pretty decent, hiking shoes for in the range of $100 to $150.
I'm in the middle of Vancouver, and so I guess what appeals to me about trying to attempt or perhaps attempting something in from the book here is that it seems accessible, and even by public transport, is it?
Most of them are, and I do say for each one of them whether it's accessible by public transit or whether you have to arrange a car. Some of them are one-way hikes. In the case of, for instance, the Fort Baden-Powell legs that I describe, so you either need, say, two cars or arrange public transit for both ends.
Yeah. Do you find that tourists do these hikes a lot?
Yes, I've seen a lot of tourists on the trails. Not so much in the ones that I would call the off-the-beaten-path trails, where you're up in the mountains of north or west Vancouver, but I guess more typically on the lower trails, like around the Capilano River area, all of the trails around Capilano River, Capilano Canyon Suspension Bridge, for example, you see lots of tourists around there all the time. And of course, Lighthouse Park is another place where you get a lot of tourist traffic.
The other thing when reading the book that interested me was that you can go to some of these places here, and there are historical sort of installations to see, right?
Yes, that was one of the things that really kind of got me thinking seriously about writing these up, because that was something that I didn't see. I hadn't seen in other hiking books, and I thought this is so interesting. I really developed kind of a fascination for the history of the logging activities, both in North Vancouver and West Vancouver, and some of the homesteading areas, like along the Seymour River in North Vancouver here. There's a great old homesteading area with lots of artifacts. You can see fence posts and foundations of old homesteads from the 1920s, 1930s. And
The grouse grind, how many times have you done that?
Many, many times. It's not one of the hikes in the book here,
right?
Because it's just so popular. But
yeah.
I guess I probably first did the grouse grind back in, I'd say, maybe 1992, when some friends and I from work would go up regularly, like once a week almost. And so I've backed off now to where I do the grouse and grind only, the grouse grind, maybe only once or twice a year.
Are there other parts in the region that you hike?
That are not in the book?
Yeah.
Yes, one of the areas that really first got me fascinated with hiking in the whole area were some of the hikes up around Squamish, like the Squamish Chief, and further up when you get into Garibaldi Park and Whistler. And when I started doing a lot of hiking, I guess in the 1980s probably, I tended to go up there in that area more than along the North Shore trails. Garibaldi Park, where you've got the Black Tusk and Panorama Ridge and around Whistler, and there's just a lot of really, really fabulous hikes around that area with spectacular viewpoints that are a little harder to find on the North Shore hikes.
The photographs in the book, did you take all those?
I took all of them, except for the cover photo, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just some great photos in here. I mean, they're in black and white, but man, they're
I wish they could have been published in color. Yeah,
yeah, they're just great to look at. Do you have fun doing this book?
I did. I really enjoyed doing it. And at first, of course, I wasn't so sure whether I could take on a book project or whether I wanted to. But once I got into it, I found, you know, it really let me combine two things that I really enjoy doing. And one was my aptitude in writing and attention to detail, combined with my knowledge of the hiking trails. So it was, for me, sort of a perfect combination of the things that I really enjoy doing. And in fact, back in 2006, when I decided to retire, I reread a book of Gail Sheehy's called Understanding Men's Passages.
Right.
And one of the main themes in that, for somebody sort of at that stage of life where I was what she called finding your passion and pursuing it. You know, sort of questions like, what will give meaning to the rest of your life? What do you want to be remembered for? But finding your passion and pursuing it, it probably took me a year or so to figure out that was really the combination of hiking and writing.
What did you do before you retired?
Most of my business career was in information technology, consulting and project management.
Right.
mostly in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I did a little bit of work in Toronto with IBM many, many years ago, but mostly consulting and project management in the Vancouver area.
You've done a great service, Norm, in putting this book together, and even putting it together seems a bit of a misnomer, because you actually wrote this, and in reading some of the descriptions of the trails and the sort, I mean, they're just, you get a good sense of it with your mind's eye, so congratulations on that. Continue good luck with the book.
Thanks very much, Joseph.
You're very welcome. The book is called Off the Beaten Path, A Hiking Guide to Vancouver's North Shores from Harbor Publishing. You can read the Off the Beaten Path column on the in the North Shore News. Norman Watt on the line from North Vancouver. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plunto.